This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled Supersessionism, a Biblical and Theological Critique of Replacement Theology. This paper confronts a long-standing but deeply flawed doctrine, replacement theology, also known as supersessionism. It's the idea that the church has permanently replaced Israel as God's chosen people, that the promises once given to the descendants of Abraham now belong solely to the church. But is that what Scripture teaches? Through careful exegesis and cultural context, I argue that supersessionism is inconsistent with the biblical narrative. Promises to Israel, especially those rooted in the Abrahamic and Davidic covenants, are never revoked. Instead, the New Testament reveals that Gentiles are grafted in through Christ, participating in these promises without nullifying Israel's ongoing role in God's redemptive plan. Paper also surveys how early church fathers, medieval theologians, and even reformers like Martin Luther contributed to the development of supersessionist thought, sometimes with tragic consequences. From anti-Semitic policies to theological distortions, this doctrine has often fueled division, not unity. But the gospel calls us to something better. Paul's warning in Romans 11 against Gentile arrogance still rings true. God's faithfulness to Israel is not only a matter of covenantal consistency, it's also a testimony to his unchanging nature. So whether you've heard that the church is the new Israel or wrestled with how to read Old Testament promises in light of the new, this study challenges you to look again with humility, historical awareness, and biblical clarity. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying Scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy!